Perhaps the most objectionable part or aspect of Federmann's work is the notion that intimate friendships would not have had a sexual element. This was dramatically challenged in the 1980s following the discovery of Annie Lister's diaries, a gentry woman from Yorkshire who describes her passionate sexual experiences in the early 19th century. The diaries were so unprecedented as a source material that they were widely rumoured to be forgeries. I'm going to read an extract from her diary now that Lister wrote on the 6th of January 1822. In it, Lister mentions M, also known as Marianne or Mary Lawton. Lister met Marianne in 1812 and continued to have a relationship with her despite Marianne's marriage. M, very low tonight. We sat up talking and consoling each other and latterly in playful dalliance and gentle excitement. Our hearts are mutually and entirely attached. We never loved and trusted each other so well and have promised to ourselves to be together in 6 years from this time. Heaven grant it may be so. Now, this is one of the less explicit entries in the diary, but it still demonstrates that Lister was having an intimate relationship with another woman. And this is important for a number of reasons. What Lister's diaries did is that they refuted the idea that before the 19th century, women were unable to imagine sexual relationships with one another and that they were too naive to have sexual relationships with one another. The diaries also forced historians to reassess the idea that romantic friendships were asexual. And finally, they questioned the crude periodisation that stressed a move from non-sexualised 19th century to 20th century sexual activity and enlightenment. And as scholars after Federmann found out, this wasn't a very linear narrative. There were peaks and troughs and patches of knowledge and ignorance. So it's a much more nuanced account than Federmann has led us to believe.